I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Laura, welcome back to the show and welcome back to Philadelphia. So you are, you were in the capital of what we call the PhD mom, smarter than the room types. I don't know if you knew that, in Doylestown. What are your impressions?
You know what? I had a great reception there. So far, this trip in Pennsylvania has been really fantastic. You know, we started our Women for Trump tour bus off. We kicked it off in Pennsylvania, and you know, we're still going. We'll be back to this state quite often. So I've had a very lovely reception. I'm happy to report.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, you seem to have become, we saw the interview with Chris Wallace, among others, you've always been prominent, but with Kellyanne taking things on the home front, the face and the person out there speaking to women, particularly suburban women, is there an explicit message to them? We know the Trump message to everybody, so we don't want to say this is just limited to that, but particularly the appeal to women in the suburbs, where the other side is saying President Trump is just persona non grata.
Well, first of all, let me just thank you for even a comparison to Kellyanne. I mean, what a champion, what an amazing voice out there. She's done such an incredible job for this president and his administration, not to mention helped win him the election in 2016. So I'm honored to even be referenced in the same space. But truly, look, I think especially now it becomes clearer every single day when I'm talking about and talking to women that there are a couple of things that are specifically of the highest and utmost importance. I will tell you, all of my friends who are moms, who have young children, who are in school, first and foremost, they want to get their kids back to school. They want to return to some set of normalcy. But they also want safety and security. And I think it becomes more apparent when you have the Democrats, when you have Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. And I don't know if anyone remembers this, not too long ago, Kamala Harris said that these riots and this anarchy and the violence on our streets will not stop. In fact, she said it should keep going. She wants it to keep going. They're making it very clear that this is a mob tactic, that these people are you know, liable to come to your town. It's not just going to be limited in Joe Biden's America to the Democrat-run cities. It could possibly spread out, but Donald Trump is standing strong and standing up for law enforcement and is the law and order president. I'll remind everyone that this is a man that has offered to every single mayor in America that he wants to help them. He wants to send federal troops in. He wants the National Guard to come in and quell the violence. You saw that happen in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Overnight, no more violence, no more mobs rioting in the streets, killing people, no more injuries, looting, et cetera. It's over. And that's the model that I think most mayors should be following. Sadly, they're more interested in playing politics than they are about caring for their citizens. So, look, obviously, women want to know that we have the same opportunities as men. We want to know that, and by the way, under Donald Trump, that is the truth. In fact, women in 2019 alone saw 70% of the jobs created go to us specifically. You see that there is a 65-year low in women's unemployment, at least leading into the artificial interruption of the coronavirus. So I think, look, we want to know that the opportunities exist. We know that Donald Trump has provided that. We want to know that our kids and our families are safe. And Donald Trump is the only person among these two candidates who's actually condemned the violence and actually has a plan and is trying to stop the violence as opposed to the folks on the other side who are just hoping that it goes on and actually saying that it should continue.
And Laura, the thing that may happen in the suburbs sooner than later, we're seeing it in so-called gentrified areas. We have a lot of this in Philadelphia, where in Washington, D.C., people are marching at midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, banging drums, shining lights in windows in certain residential neighborhoods, telling them to get out, they don't belong there, and they're going to come for them in the middle of the night. And again, rather than wholesale violence in the suburbs, it's that type of attitude that you're not safe anywhere if the mob deems that you are unworthy of whatever your position might be.
Yeah, by the way, the first thing I thought whenever I saw that horrific video of the people, you know, just basically harassing people is, you know what, what if these folks have young children? I think about putting myself in that place and how upsetting that would be. I mean, you can't explain to a 2 or 3 year old kid what is going on or why these lunatics are outside causing all kinds of, you know, interruption and chaos out in the streets. They don't understand. That's absolutely terrifying for young kids and people of all ages, really. But this is what people need to remember. These are mob tactics. And the reality is, when the mob deems what you are doing different than what they think you should be doing, the way that they operate is they try and beat you into submission. You've seen the video of the woman sitting at lunch in Washington, D.C., and these people are screaming in her face for her to raise her fist. Meanwhile, this is a woman that in the weeks prior was marching alongside these individuals for the Black Lives Matter protest. They don't even know who they're talking to or what these people think about anything. All they want is for you to submit to what they deem, you know, the proper way forward. And if you're not willing to do that, they will harass you to no end. They will harass your children. It is a very scary prospect. But that is why this election on November 3rd is so important, because we in America don't stand for this. We need to make sure that this country remains the beacon of hope that it always has for those around the world facing oppression and tyranny and communism. We need to stand up and say we also have our rights, and we have the freedom to think whatever we want. We have the freedom to choose whatever political party we want, and we will not be bullied into anything other than what we want to do. That is what America is all about. And on November 3rd, people need to come out and vote for Donald Trump so we can keep America, America.
Parting question for Laura Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. The president to Kenosha today, what is he going to be doing there? What is the president's agenda when he's in Wisconsin?
Well, the president, like in 2016, wants to travel all across this country. Obviously, we see that things are a little different in the days of COVID. We can't have the grand rallies that we usually do, but he still is the president of the United States, and those folks have faced a lot of challenges over the past, you know, week or so. And he wants to go. He wants to make sure that the people know that they are supported by this president. Again, I referenced earlier that the National Guard was able to go in and quell the violence and kick out the people. By the way, I would remind people that a lot of times the ones causing this mob in the streets, these aren't even local citizens. These are people that are bussed in from around the country. They're professional agitators, and they're out there to create chaos and anarchy and stir the pot. So once those folks get out, life starts to return back to normal. And this president wants to go in and check on the people of Wisconsin, check on the people of Kenosha, remind them that he's there to support him, as he did by bringing in the National Guard. And again, I think that this is something that these very far left liberal mayors in this country should pay attention to. And they should be taking care of their citizens and small businesses. They should allow the federal help to come in and help them get their cities back under control, because they're doing such a disservice to their citizens and to the businesses in their communities.
Laura, thank you so much. Glad you enjoyed Doylestown. To be continued the next time you're coming around. Thank you, Laura Trump.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
All right, there's Laura Trump here on Talk Radio 1210, coming yesterday from the capital of the PhD moms. I still think it's a capital. Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.